Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
So here we are in November, and we're going to be talking about something that feels more like August or July, and you're going to be surprised by what we're talking about. Our fashionista Andy Page is here to fill us in. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, this week we're talking about socks and sandals.
And why you shouldn't do it, right? Details at 11.
I know, right? It used to be the nerdiest faux pas on the planet, but just like all fashion faux pas, eventually they come around to being in style, and this is exactly an example of just that. Designers for the past couple of seasons have showcased it, but really it's become especially hot this season. And let me just show you, the ultimate goal here is creating the look of an ankle boot or a booty.
Okay.
So we all love, you know, booties. I'm sure there are lots of us who are looking to shop for them this fall because
sure.
They look fantastic with dresses, and they're great, you know, especially with longer skirts or a lot of the crop pants that are out there now, the gauchos. But what you want to do is you want to add a thick, nubby sock to an open-toed shoe or a fantastic, chunky, heeled sandal. And the combination creates the look of an ankle boot, and it's fresh and it's modern. And I know that this can be really frightening. I've pinned a lot of them on my Pinterest page to give you an example of both celebrities doing it and how designers were showcasing it. And if you're really worried to try this, just try it with black. So if you try black nubby socks with fantastic, you know, chunky heeled black sandals, strappy sandal maybe that you wore this summer, and you put it together, you'll be really surprised at how chic it looks, especially with midi skirts. And even short skirts, anything that you would put an ankle boot with, this is a fantastic way to modernize it. But the thing that I love about it is it's an inexpensive way to get more longevity out of your summer shoes and also to give you a fresh, modern look. I mean, a brand new pair of socks costs what, like $5 to $6?
Right.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
Yeah, well, I can see it in Brooke's face.
I mean, even in West Michigan or is just LA? I mean, what happens if you try this walking down, you know, Lake Michigan Drive?
Yeah, I actually think it really depends on the socks. I mean, I'm obviously not talking about athletic socks. I'm talking about, you know, really interesting socks. And this is, it might not be for everyone, but I actually love the look. I think it looks really fresh and different. And I'm also, you know, talking about something that should be really specific. Anything that you would do a booty with, you can absolutely do a sock and sandal. But you want the sandals to be, you know, a little more substantial, a little more chunky, so that it offers almost an architectural look
okay. And
a really interesting layered type of booty look.
I would have to start in small doses with the black like you were talking about.
Yeah, if you're worried about the look. I mean, designers did it with colored socks. And the other thing that I love is the nude. So if you do, you know, a flesh-toned sock with a flesh-toned shoe, the texture and the layer looks really cool. I promise you, it looks really cool. Go to my Pinterest page and look. It looks fantastic. So, you know, nude or black or maybe a brown, if you do all the same tone, it's a much easier look to kind of adopt. There are some far-out things, of course, that designers did, but this can be a really great way to inexpensively update your wardrobe and to use things that you already have without having to go buy something different.
Okay, the Wine, Beer, and Food Festival is coming to West Michigan very soon. I'm hoping to see some of this look. Come on, my friends.
Oh, my gosh. Go to my Pinterest page, pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, or head over to my website, senseofstyle.com. for more really great tips like this that you can wear to the food and wine festival.
Good, good. Okay.
Okay, guys, thanks so much. Have a wonderful week.